The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Robin Ellis here. My mobility scooter from All Mobility Store in Del Mar changed my life. No more missed activities with my grandbaby, shopping, or holiday fairs. I'm announcing a terrific sale at All Mobility Store in Del Mar with 10% off all new and used scooters from now until Christmas Eve. All new Vive Health scooters on sale for $799.99 with an open box special of $650. My brand Pride Revo scooters are originally $1,746, now on sale for $1,599. Bank financing is available or choose 90 days, same as cash. The All Mobility Store is a full-service facility for scooters and mobility vehicle repairs. They take trade-ins and will buy back any used scooter, power chair, or mobility vehicle. Stop by 8999 Ocean Highway, Route 13 in Del Mar. Call 410-425-7200. That's 410-425-7200. Or visit allmobilitystore.com for the big sale through December 24th. Great Christmas present. Just tie a big red bow on it.
I love it. Very nice. Very nice. We have a caller from California. Let's talk to David. Morning, David.
Oh, hey, morning. Hey, I don't know if you've been seeing, there's some headlines about the deer catching COVID.
Actually, I'm not sure that that's accurate.
Well, there are several times.
Well, yeah. So, since you know everything, David, why don't you proceed?
Well, World Health Organization, according to this, WHO, or World Organization for Animal Health, has figured 598 outbreaks in animals affecting 14 species in 30 countries.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes on to say that in America, two new studies of white-tailed deer in the U.S. are the first to show extensive infection in wild populations.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. First of all, we got to consider the source. Let's talk to the
Financial Times.
I don't care if it's the Financial Times or the Wall Street Journal. Let's consider the source of the news, okay? The Organization for Animal Health. We don't know what that means. We don't know who they are, okay? So let's talk to the biologist, which I have here in Maryland. These guys are all in organizations of wildlife biologists across the country, and they share the news amongst themselves. They're all, you know, there's a Northeast group and there's a Southeast group, and Maryland falls right in the middle, and our guys are members of both of these groups of wildlife biologists. They have meetings every year. They have shared emails. And here's what you mentioned. There were two studies in two different states where not COVID being spread from deer to deer, but antibodies were discovered in the deer population in two different states, not Maryland. Is Maryland on the list to take a look at deer? Yes, perhaps. Can the COVID be transmitted from deer to humans? Doubtful. So I just wanted to address your comments, but put them into perspective. We don't know if that Organization for World Animal Health is an anti-hunting group or not. We don't know how good their press release people are, whether they go to Financial Times or whoever those press releases originate from. So that's what I said. Consider the source, not just who published it, but who started it. Do you remember a couple of years
ago? The Royal Veterinary College of London.
Oh, how about them? David,
well,
thanks
he
for
says,
hey, David.
Lions, tigers, and leopards seem to be more susceptible than dogs.
Okay, I don't hunt lions, tigers, and leopards. David, if you call to fight with me, you're going to get one.
This,
I'm not denying anything. I'm just saying consider the source.
Okay, hunting permits are going out right now. Are they getting a warning with it? When you gut these things, are they going to get a face full of COVID?
David, that's exactly why we're leaving you now. Have a great day.
You know.
Go ahead, Rob.
I'm not going to give him the airtime with my mouth, but that's just disrespectful. And it's also why things are so blown out of proportion in this world where people don't pay attention. It's just, are you going to get a face full of COVID because you don't have a warning label on it? That's just immature, and fighting is immature, and arguing is immature, and you're just trying to make things.
What's
the word I'm looking for where they're trying to incite problems?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's one of our major problems with this world right now.
Well, we almost didn't let him on the air, but we did, so now he said it, so let's be done with it.
He had the same problem last time he called.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, why do we let him on here?
I forgot, and there will be no next time.
No, you didn't. I don't think we didn't have a horrible, horrible time, but you could tell that he was just looking for a fight.
He's itching for a fight, you know.
And it's not worth it.
Yeah. All right. When I said we may not get to David at the end of the last hour, I think maybe I was wise. But Jimmy Burbender's hanging on the line listening to all this. Good morning, Jimmy. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm well.
It's not usually that controversial.
How do you like the Outdoorsman radio show so far?
It's funny because on the way to my shop this morning, I saw a deer with a Biden sticker and a mask on. I was wondering what was going on, but now I know.
Now you know.
That is that is so perfect.
That's
Thank you.
That's great, man. That's great. That's
what
great.
I got to get his kind of humor.
Jimmy's great. He is. So, but Jimmy, Burbenders sharpens knives.
Yes.
Quite simply.
Lots of knives.
Now, in your commercial, this is what piqued Robin's interest, because she is Food Network, Food Channel. She's like 24/7 with that.
Right.
And when I told her that Burbender sharpens the knives, you know, she says, oh, I want to meet so-and-so. Does he know so-and-so? And she's going on and on about all these famous chefs that she watches. But how does that work? How did you get into that?
So we get a box from New York.
Right.
From that channel.
Right.
And we don't know whose they are. We think they're just, like, on-set knives. And we've sharpened them and sent them back. We don't know. They never tell us who we're working with. We only get a box from the channel themselves.
Right.
So we don't know. But we got into it a long time ago, and it's been going on ever since then. It's been great.
Yeah. That is cool that they do that for you. So you don't know which chef gets whose, but I'm betting you get some really, really quality knives.
We do. We get some amazing knives from them. We get some amazing knives from around the world, which is always amazing to me. But we can watch the TV shows and kind of tell which ones we've done and which ones we haven't, which is always kind of cool.
That is cool.
That is really neat.
Yeah. When you see somebody pick up one of your knives, you go, I sharpened that.
Yeah. We do that all the time. It's hard for us to even watch TV anymore because we literally do that all the time.
Because you're always scoping out your knives. That's wild. That's wild.
Well, you have kudos for me because I'm a
foodie.
A fanatic.
Yep.
Well,
and she likes the job you did on her scissors.
And I'm a major fanatic of knives, chef knives and good knives. And, I mean, there's nothing like a good knife. And a sharp one.
I agree with you 100%. And I'm shocked that your husband hasn't brought those into the shop.
He will.
I don't have real good. I want good knives.
She has some fair knives.
I have some fair knives.
Super knives.
But. I have a father who bought these super duper out of this world, over the wall, expensive knives. And he and his wife don't cook. So that's the only thing I'm hoping that gets left to me is those knives.
Well, Jimmy,
they probably never picked them up.
Tell me how Burbenders got started.
I retired when I was in my 40s.
Okay.
And for 2 years, I sat on the beach in Ocean City, and I was looking for something to do. And I had this skill that I had, you know, honed over the years.
Oh, good word.
And I finally realized that that's what I wanted to do. So, I don't know, 12 years ago, I started Burbenders, and it has just taken off from there.
Yeah.
So the perfect
name, by the way.
Yeah,
the perfect. No, I mean, your name is the perfect name for a sharp knife sharpening business.
How can you go wrong, right?
You can't go wrong. I mean, you sharpen a knife, you get a little burr on it, you bend the burr off, and you have a sharp knife.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So you founded this business, and was it a mobile business first off, or did it always have a permanent home?
It was a mobile business, and it was a mobile business for about a year, and then we set up a shop in Ocean City or in Berlin.
Okay.
And that went well for about a year, but we did better with the mobile.
Right.
Then we hooked up with Homestead Gardens, which has been just phenomenal. What a place.
Right.
And they let us set up twice a week at their location, or as many times as we want, actually.
Yeah, sure.
But we do it twice a week, and every Saturday and every Monday, we're at one of their locations. And we did that for about 10 years, and then when COVID kicked in and all the restrictions happened, we tripled our business. So we opened a shop here in Edgewater, and it's been going gangbusters ever since.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, I mean, it is. That's a storefront. It's a nice shop. All the stuff is behind the scenes. It used to be Bay Country Crabbing Supply, and then he moved to a bigger location. And, of course, we followed them, and there you were. And I walked in one day, and I said, hey, Jimmy, this is a hunting magazine, a fishing magazine, a radio show. And you said, yeah, let's get it, because your guys have knives. They fillet fish, and they, you know, they field dress their deer, and they, you know. Who doesn't have a knife if they're in the outdoors, right?
Who doesn't have a knife anyway? I can't understand people that don't carry knives.
See? Robin?
I agree. I know. You saw me at that knife store up in Gatlinburg.
I know. I did.
I was buying all these little fancy things with all these little cute pictures on it.
And she likes
a great store, too.
Oh, yeah. She likes engraved knives. She likes Scrimshaw.
Oh, so. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yep. So anyway, so on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, ballpark knives, how many you sharpen? Not just
Well, right now, of course, the holidays are kicking in, and that's our busiest time. Right now is our busiest time.
Right.
We'll sharpen with mail-ins and walk-ins. We'll do about 600 knives a day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it.
We've got two people sharpening right now, me, myself, and Jared, and we're doing about 600 a day. Our mail-in, of course, is insane anyway. We do a lot of boxes.
Yeah, yeah. And your instructions are on your website if you want to mail your knives in and get them mailed back to you, and I think that's a great way to do it. But, of course, we encourage folks to come to your shop as well. Yeah, they're in Edgewater. So
Next time you go over, I'm going to ride with you.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the outfit.
Yep. So I noticed that you do focus a little bit on the fine chef's knives. I mean, they're not sharpened just like every other kitchen knife that walks in the door. These are knives that are sharpened the ancient way, I guess, with a variety of stones. Tell us a little bit about that process.
So some of the higher-end Japanese knives, and there are very high-end Japanese knives out there, have to be sharpened on stones, or at least have to be finished on stones.
Okay.
Most knife makers will start the process on a belt or on a stone wheel or something
right.
like that. But they always finish it on a stone. Some of these Japanese knives are you know, instead of a 50-50 edge, they're like an 80-20 edge. Some of them are full bevel edges, which have multiple edges on them, believe it or not. Even if there's a full bevel, there's multiple edges on them with micro bevels and things like that. So it can get very complicated. However, the good part about it is we know what we're doing. We've kind of specialized in higher-end knives, and, you know, everybody in here is used to those. We don't freak out when a $10,000 knife walks in the door. We just do what we have to do and get it sharp. It's a lot of fun. If you know what you're doing, it's a lot of fun. If you don't know what you're doing, it can be very stressful.
I'm sure, yeah.
And very costly if you screw up one of those $10,000 knives.
That's true.
I mean, sometimes we literally sweat when we're sharpening some of those knives.
Sure, I bet you do. Yeah. Yeah.
But, it's like being a gemstone cutter.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Kind of like being a gem cutter. That's a good comparison, Robin. Very nice.
I'm good.
Yeah, we worked with a gem cutter one time. He did some work for us, and he had retired because he broke a $1 million opal. And we figured that, you know, that's high end right there.
Yeah, I would say that's high end. You're not kidding.
Yeah.
Good grief. But for the average guy that goes to a sporting goods store and buys his knife, okay, the knives are designed to become dull after one or two uses, especially on field dressing a deer, especially if you field dress a deer like I do.
Right.
So So I like to home sharpen my knife to get it sharp enough to do what I do, but I have had my knives sharpened by people who know how to use a stone, and it's so much better. So, you know, that's a trip for me to bring some of my commercial grade hunting knives into to be sharpened. And you have sharpened my pocket knife. I mean, that's a walk-in gimme. Hey, you need your pocket knife sharpened? Sure, here you go. And you know, 30 seconds later, well, give or take a minute or two, it's back in my pocket, which is great. But you, like I said, you have sharpened some scissors for Robin, and we've got a whole pile of knives for you to sharpen. So
that's fantastic. Know. And keep in mind, most commercial knives, when they come out of the factory, still have a micro burr on them.
Right.
That's why they go dull so quickly. They just don't, you know, they don't finish them out like a business like we do.
Right. Well, you have a commercial manufacturer who you actually sharpen knives for, don't you?
Oh, we have a couple of them. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you can make them even nicer than when I got them.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm really going to like them.
Well, Jimmy, I talked about my samurai sword that Dad brought back from the war in Japan, or the war in Southeast Asia, when he was in Peleliu in the Philippines and in Japan during the occupation, after the surrender. And he came home with some stuff. And I talked to Jimmy about, you know, sharpening my samurai war sword. And he said, yeah, no problem. Bring it over and take a look at it. And, you know, it's probably run-of-the-mill common issue to, you know, to the foot soldiers in the army. But, you know, is it meaningful to me? Well, just because my dad brought it back from the war, yeah. But is it valuable? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But,
you know, it's funny because a lot of the knives that come in here, a lot of swords and everything else, have a story. And if you tell us that story, you know, we kind of get goosebumps on some of these things because the knives and swords and axes, anything, is very sentimental to people. And we take that to heart. You know, we make sure we do our best work at all times because things are sentimental. You know,
absolutely.
My grandfather gave me this knife. He passed away, gave it to my dad. My dad gave it to me. And, you know, those are things that we take to heart. And that's an important thing to know.
I had a listener one time, Anna, and maybe Chris remembers Anna, used to call in, lady with a German accent, Chris. I don't know if you remember her or not, but she wanted to meet me. So I went to her house one day, and she said, I have something for you. My husband was German. Here's his hunting knife, and here's a set of German antler steak knives.
Wow.
And I thought that was pretty cool.
That's real cool.
Yeah, I still have them, so... You know, that's a listener that you know, meant a lot early on in the history of this show. So
that's great.
Yep,
that's a great story.
So, Jimmy, how does the mail-in system work with you? I mean, tell me a little bit about that. You have to go through your website to do that and register and do all that, or how does that work?
So you really go to our website.
Yep.
We have a mail-in page, and our prices are on the mail-in page as well. And you just fill out a form, box everything up, and send it in to us. Once we get it, we try to turn everything around in 24 hours and get it right back to you.
Wow.
And it's really, really that easy.
Interesting. Interesting. So, I like it, man. I mean, I like working with you, personally, number one. Number two, I think the service is fantastic for our listeners. I just hope many of them from this interview take it to heart and bring their hunting knives in, their fillet knives in. Bring, you know, you can go to a sporting goods store and you can buy a box of, or you can buy a used fillet knife that somebody's taken a grinder to, you know, put an edge on it for $2 or $3. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about some stuff that will make your life easier because a sharper knife works better than a dull knife any day.
Filleting a fish, if you don't have a sharp knife, you're in trouble.
That's right.
Isn't that the truth? Boy, that's
that right.
is the truth.
That
and
is
you
right.
know, we can take any knife. If you walk in here, we can say, you can say, look, this isn't sharp enough. And we can come up with options to make it sharper. I mean, a lot of knives are very thick. And they're built that way. And we can thin those knives out and make them really, really sharp. But we can only make a knife as sharp as the steel will let us make it. You know, poor steel isn't going to last very long. And if that's what you want with that knife, we can make it that sharp. But we tell you, look, it's not going to last very long.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, Jimmy, listen, I appreciate you calling in.
I can't wait to meet you in person.
You have podcasts out there online. You have all kinds of videos on YouTube. People want to check in. I guess all they do is go to the search engine and enter Burbenders, B-U-R-R-B-E-N-D-E-R-S.
Yeah, let me apologize for all those videos now. They're just horrible videos, but I enjoy making them.
Are there any adult beverages present or prior to you making the vid?
I hope not with a
sharp knife in your hand.
So. There's always moonshine or bourbon floating around somewhere.
Oh, man. Okay. All right, buddy.
You have been to the Smoky Mountains.
Yeah.
Oh, I have multiple times.
I bet. Oh, man. All right, Jimmy. Listen, you have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You got it, buddy.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
Right. Look forward to meeting you.
There we go.
That was fun.
That was fun. No question. We're going to do a quick break.
And we got a lot of callers.
Got a lot of callers lined up. We appreciate you holding on through the interview with Jimmy Burbender. And I want to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. Waterfowl season opens up. Guys are duck hunting today. And I want to tell you about a couple of firearms from Clyde Sports Shop. The A5 autoloader shotgun with 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil operated autoloader on the planet. Reintroduced a few years back in Shadowgrass blade camo, Mossy Oak camo, a fiber optic front sight, the humpback receiver, just like the old days, ergonomically balanced, recoil operated kinematic drive. That's what makes it so soft shooting. Is the recoil operates the reload. It's an autoloader shotgun, and as I mentioned, 100,000 rounder, 5-year guarantee, available at Clyde Sports Shop. It's a Browning A5. Then there's the Browning Maxis, also available in the Mossy Oak camo, 3 and/or 3.5-inch chambers, whichever you prefer. A new power drive gas system reduces recoil. An autoloader shotgun built for waterfowl hunting perfection. Throw this gun to your shoulder, and you will see what the Maxis is all about. Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. You know, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, that's the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region, but they do a great number of barbecue grills, smokers, pellet grills and things like that. So Traeger, one of the grill companies out of Utah, T-R-A-E-G-E-R, has a pellet grill. Automatic feed, set the temperature. If you want consistency for smoking or cooking, the Traeger's the way to go. And right now through yesterday through the 29th, that's next weekend, the Ironwood Series and the Pro Series are on sale. And they come with a bundle, a free bundle, as part of that sale. Now, you know, it's a hat and it's some other things that you can use to enhance your grilling process. But if you don't want the bundle, certainly you don't have to take it. You can get $100 off. So the Pellet Grills, Traeger Pellet Grill promotion, like I said, is 10 days. These grills run anywhere from $799.99 to $1499.99, which is $800 to $1,500. It's a great lifetime investment in a Traeger pellet grill. So take a look. Check out the sales at BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You'll love it. We'll be right back after these messages.
You need to discover SML Footwear in Millersville. It's at 401 Headquarters Drive along Veterans Highway. That's right off Interstate 97. SML Footwear carries Dunlop rubber boots in several styles for hunting or for work. If you need deck boots, SML Footwear has Grundon's footwear and Grundon's rainwear, too, so you can dress like a waterman. And the display walls at SML Footwear are covered in thousands of socks. Insulated, wool, hunting, work, diabetic, and everyday socks for men, women, and youth with Fox River socks and Carolina Ultimate socks that are made right here in the USA. All socks are 25% off at SML Footwear. Yes, 25% off with custom and bulk ordering available. SML Footwear also offers a 10% discount to police, fire, military, and first responders. Search SML Footwear online or Facebook. Stop by right off Interstate 97 or call 443-685-3779. That's 443-685-3779. Your feet will love you. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex at Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bedliner, and truck gear today. Linex. We all want clean water. And that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622, and you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Burbender Sharpening is a world-renowned knife sharpening business located right here in Maryland. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen a cooking show on your favorite food channel, Jimmy from Burbenders most likely sharpens their knives. But wait, there's more. As anglers and hunters, we depend on our knives to fillet fish, field dress game, and lots of other chores. As regular folks, we mow our lawn, cut our wood, and cook our food. We use scissors and shears and chainsaws and a host of tools that need to be sharp for best results. Burbenders sharpens everything. Burbenders is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewaters, open Monday through Saturday, 8 till 3. And on Mondays, they even set up their mobile unit at Homestead Gardens in Severna Park from 9 till 2. You can always swing by their Edgewater shop for a quick turnaround or check burbenders.com for how and where to mail in your knives and tools for sharpening. Call toll-free 888-724-4769. That's 888-724-4769 with any question. Burbender specializes in the sharpening of high-end cutlery and can renew your household knives to better than new. Take all your kitchen knives to Burbender's. You won't be sorry. Burbender Sharpening in Edgewater sharpens everything.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back, Robin.
I'm right here.
We're back. Let's talk. We have, I'm sorry we put the callers on hold to listen to Jimmy Burbender, but you know what? I thought it was that he's got an interesting enough business to give him some great airtime and learned a lot.
Yeah. And look, we're going to be using lots of knives this week.
Yes, we are. And he's busy, you know. So, mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. We've got Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Hey,
are
Mark.
Still with us?
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey,
thanks for holding on.
Oh, no, it was worth the wait. It was a good interview.
Isn't he good?
Yeah, excellent.
Yes, I am. Thank you, Robin.
I wanted to wish you a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And about the caller who called to give you a tough time.
Yeah.
Lions, tigers, and bears. Oh, my.
He must watch those movies like Pathogen or Contagion or where
whatever.
The stuff flies out of your belly and gets in everybody. And...
So that was it. I'll let you go. I know you got
No, wait, wait. We had a good joke that had to go with that. What was it about the ducks?
Do ducks get the
flu?
F-L-E-W. Good one, John B. Thanks for the email. Oh, yeah.
It's so nice to have our regular listeners back.
Yeah, indeed.
Have a great holiday.
Thanks, Mark. Hey,
you
Mark,
too.
It's time to talk to your brother. Tell him to call in. We'd love to hear from him.
Yeah, well.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Take care, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, Glenn, thanks for holding on, buddy.
Hey, Alan, Rob, how you all?
Good. How are you doing? You sound good today.
Good. Hey, well, today is my birthday. So.
Hey!
Happy birthday!
Yep. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Glenn from Chestertown. Happy birthday to you.
I'd sing or the FCC would shut us down.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. 39 again, huh?
I think that's great.
Glenn is 39 today.
Yeah. So
how about that? Well, why don't you go out and get yourself a deer with your crossbow today?
Well, I wish I had a crossbow to get it with. I got regular, you know.
Oh, regular compound bow?
Compound. I got
yeah. I got you. Well, that's I didn't know you didn't have a crossbow. How about that?
Yeah, I'm sort of trying to find maybe, you know, good used ones.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep our eye out for that. Anybody in our audience would like to help Glenn out for, you know, if you got one you thinking about trading in, or you got one you want to, you know, part with. Well, you got somebody out there that could really use one. Glenn is a good man. So there you go. How about that, Glenn?
No, thank you.
You got it. Happy
Glenn,
birthday.
You have a happy birthday. Are you going to dinner or anything?
I don't know.
Well.
Got to wait to see what the family says. Yep.
You see what the family does. And you all have a good, happy Thanksgiving next Thursday.
You do the
we
same,
will,
buddy.
And John B. says happy Thanksgiving, happy birthday to you, too.
Here you go.
Thank you. And, Alan, good luck getting a deer next Saturday.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Well, I'm very selective, you know, so I don't know if my grandson's coming down or not, but you know, we'll do our best. That's all we can do, right?
Yep.
So thank you, buddy.
Glenn, you take care, okay?
You too. Right.
See you, Glenn. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Let's talk to Fran. Good morning, Fran.
Hey, Fran.
Yes, good morning, Alan, Robin. It's a blessing to be able to say have a happy Thanksgiving one more time.
Exactly.
Yes, it is. Yes, you are so correct.
Well, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit, just a minute, about sunshine. You know, I've been in the house for 2 years.
Right.
And I'm now under doctor's orders to get out and get some natural sunshine. My vitamin D level is so bad, it hit rock bottom. So I've got to go out, doctor's orders. So I'm working on things in the background to be able to do that. My next thing was, you know, every year at my house I have a tradition. I name the Thanksgiving turkey just for fun. And traditionally I've been naming it, you know, the normal names for people. But this year I decided to do something different. And this year I named our turkey Fallen Can't Get Up.
That's funny.
I like it.
That's funny.
You like that?
I like that. Yep.
So when I sit at the table and said, "Thank you, Lord, for this turkey named Fallen Can't Get Up."
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
I think that's perfect.
That is hilarious.
Have a great one.
Thank you so much.
Nice to hear from you,
Fran. Happy Thanksgiving. We always love hearing your voice.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Get some sunshine.
Yep.
I will.
That's my nickname, so you get out there and do it.
That's Robin's nickname, Sunshine. Yep.
Ever since I was 2 years old.
Well, that's very important, Sunshine.
It is.
Oh, yeah, it is. Okay.
Take care.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
There goes Fran. How about that? That's great. So Captain Don has been a real smart guy today. He, first of all, he sent you the Butterball Little Turkey frozen at the Giant, 6 to 11 pounds.
Ooh, perfect.
Okay, and I told him we have a Giant across the highway. And then, after being so nice, he sends me this text that says, I hope no one else calls in with a birthday. In parentheses, singing. I didn't notice you joining in.
I can't. The FCC would shut me down.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Hey.
All right. What?
No, I got to go to the Gaylord this year. Okay.
The Gaylord. Okay.
I always wanted to go to the ice thing. This year, it's all I love movies, Christmas movies.
Oh, I know you love Christmas movies. All right. Well, listen, we got a real long break here coming up, and I want to get it in before the end of the hour. So, folks, be patient with us, and do visit our sponsors, including Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. If you're looking for firearms, the Brownings are just top-notch. As far as I'm concerned, it's one of the best gun manufacturers out there. The BAR Mark III Hell's Canyon Speed in a burnt bronze Cerakote finish and arid urban camo, composite shim adjustable stock, an Inflex recoil pad, large selection of calibers, including Magnum and short Magnum calibers. That's the Browning BAR Mark III Hell's Canyon semi-automatic high-powered rifle. And if you like shotgun shooting sports, there's the whole line of Satori's. There's a 725 Sporting. There's a CXT. There's a Satori White Lightning over and under shotguns for shotgun shooting sports and upland bird hunting. All available at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. 410-242-6108. Let's not forget about Backyard Billy's and the sale that runs through now through the 29th. And that's on Traeger, several models of Traeger pellet grills. You can get a free bundle. Prices are very reasonable for what you're getting as far as pellet grills and, you know, gravity-fed, auger-fed pellet grills. Set the temperature and, you know, consistency is what you need when you're grilling or smoking any type of meat for the holidays. And even Bill himself said he does a turkey on his Traeger, and it comes out perfect every time. So Traeger grills run from basically $800 to $1,500, the four models that have the package with them. Make sure you check that out at Backyard Billy's, located Route 50, exit 44B, open 7 days a week. Evans Avenue is the exit, Graysonville. Visit BackyardBillys.com or call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace, that's for sure. All right. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater. The hunting department is loaded. There's a fine selection of firearms by Gunrunner Arsenal, Matthews and Hoyt Compound Bows, and Mission 10 Point and Wicked Ridge Crossbows. A large selection of arrows and broadheads and attractants and scents and Habit brand camo. You can try your archery skills on the Monster Video Shooting Wall, and they have deer corn too. The Waterfowl Department has decoys, blind bags, and ammo, and they're an authorized retailer for Bigfoot decoys. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, a.k.a. Crab Headquarters, is located at 3137 Solomons Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, your local crabbing headquarters, has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and freshwater tidal and bay fishing tackle, too. For more information, call 410-956-0300 or visit BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Robin Ellis here. My mobility scooter from All Mobility Store in Del Mar changed my life. No more missed activities with my grandbaby, shopping, or holiday fairs. I'm announcing a terrific sale at All Mobility Store in Del Mar with 10% off all new and used scooters from now until Christmas Eve. All new Vive Health scooters on sale for $799.99 with an open box special of $650. My brand Pride Revo scooters are originally $1,746, now on sale for $1,599. Bank financing is available or choose 90 days, same as cash. The All Mobility Store is a full-service facility for scooters and mobility vehicle repairs. They take trade-ins and will buy back any used scooter, power chair, or mobility vehicle. Stop by 8999 Ocean Highway, Route 13 in Del Mar. Call 410-425-7200. That's 410-425-7200. Or visit allmobilitystore.com for the big sale through December 24th. Great Christmas present. Just tie a big red bow on it.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Kilt him a bar when he was only three.
Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore.
Davy,
sing along.
Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
All right. Do we have any callers on the line, Chris? Yes, we do. Looks like we have a fellow by the name of
No, it's Lee. Lee. She's on the line. She wants to talk to you about one of the sponsors.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh. Hi, Lee. How are you?
Hi, Lee.
Hi. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Yes, I wanted to tell you how great Burbenders is. I'm right here in Severna Park, so it was so convenient.
Oh, yeah.
But we went there maybe a month ago. We heard about them on your show, and we do try to use your sponsors.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
We like Clyde's, too. He was a big help to us. But anyway, I had an old antique, like a butcher's knife. I didn't want to take it to just anybody.
Right.
Plus, I had my Felco pruners because I'm a gardener, too.
Sure.
I listened to the gardener show. But anyway, they did a fantastic job, and I was shocked at how reasonable it was.
Oh, yeah.
I was really impressed.
Yeah, we didn't talk much about price, but they are extremely reasonable for doing what they do.
I didn't ask because I just wanted a good job.
Right.
But when I was so pleased when they gave, you know, they told me how much it was, I was like, wow, thank you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would tell anybody to try them. They're good.
Now, see, that's what we like to hear. And we love that our listeners believe what we tell them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
and
you hear a lot of.
You're doing a good job on your ad. I like, is that your first one?
That's my first ever. I was terrified this morning. We take that at like 3:30 this morning.
Really good. Really good. So, yeah.
Thank you.
I wouldn't know if you have to mail them to them. I'm convenient, so it was easy for me. But
yeah. Well, it doesn't matter where you're listening in the country or the world. You just mail them into Burbenders, and they mail them back. It's great.
I believe you. They had a nice quality van there. Told me to come back. We just went shopping in Homestead Gardens while they were doing it. Came back in a half an hour, and he had four different things I gave him, and they were ready. And
all done.
Now, Alan would tell you that was a very expensive knife sharpening.
Well, I didn't buy anything in Homestead.
Oh, well.
No, I would have.
Yeah, Robin would have.
Oh,
yeah.
You
yeah, we'd go for the knife sharpening and come home with an armload of plants.
I do buy some things there, but they're a little pricey.
They're Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Let's not do a commercial for Homestead Garden.
Honey, I was bringing it up. Okay.
Hey, thanks.
Well, you can't do that while you're waiting for your knives.
Exactly. Thanks, Lee.
Thanks, Lee. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
Same to you.
Bye-bye. Oh,
that's
my goodness.
Cool.
Yeah, I love hearing from listeners who you know, go to our sponsors and so forth. So,
and that helps our sponsors know what we're doing.
Exactly. Just let you know, folks, we are giving a muzzleloader away the first Saturday of December. It is a CVA Optima. Visit CVA.com and look at all the different models. I mean, if you're shopping for a muzzleloader, I highly recommend CVA. I've been using them for years and years. I've taken deer, sika deer, and one black bear with my CVA muzzleloader. So they're very easy to operate. They're very good to work with. They're good people at the factory, and it's something that you need to take a look at if you're looking for a new muzzleloader. And their prices are really good, so you can buy everything online if you like. I can ship it right to you because they are a muzzleloader. They're not a regulated firearm. You can get one shipped to you now. You can email me this week because we're pre-recorded next week. So email Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com if you'd like to get in the muzzleloader contest, and we'll just add you to the list. And then on the first Saturday of December, Robin will choose the winner. And, but if you have a minute, want to call in, get on the contest right now, 410-922-6680. I would also encourage you hunters out there that are listening to head to one of our sponsors or several of our sponsors, in your shopping endeavors this week. We've got a lot of good ones and a lot of ones that are focused on firearms. And, Burbenders will get your knife sharpened for you. Battery Warehouse, if you got a weak battery in your truck or you need batteries for your trail camera or your light-up scopes or whatever it might be, Battery Warehouse is the place to go. And Randy at the Eldersburg shop is a big deer hunter, so you can trade deer stories with him if you like, right out there in Eldersburg. Line-X spray-on bed liners, great bed protection, a lot of truck gear accessories, tow hitches, including the big tow hitches for the big trucks, a 3.5-inch ball. So they've got those as well. So make sure you just check in with our sponsors and tell them you heard about it right here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. We would love for you to do that. right, Robin?
Yes, sir.
And guess what? Next week you get the week off unless you actually want to come in and do the show. You and Chris can have a good time. I don't know what we'll do with the interview with Brian Eiler.
No, I'm sleeping.
Huh?
We're going to be coming home late from Ocean City. I'm sleeping.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, don't try to have Thanksgiving on Saturdays when you have hunters in the family.
Well, no, it's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, we all learned that this year, everybody.
It wasn't my fault. I capitulated. I said I would, you know, only hunt in the morning. So there you go.
Capitulated.
Oh, by the way, Tacklebox Tim checked in. He said Robin did an excellent job on the scooter commercial this morning. Thumbs up.
Thank you, Tacklebox.
Now, you know, I'm going to have trouble getting her in the car today because her head's going to be so big.
Anybody sees me out motoring around on my little scooter today, stop and say hi. I'm going to be doing a craft fair. I'm going to be running around a craft fair for a couple hours.
The one on Kent Island?
Uh-huh.
Okay. A couple of hours?
Yeah.
Yeah? We'll see how you take it out in 30-degree weather.
It's indoors.
Oh, it is? Okay.
We have a caller on the line.
All right, well, let's go to the caller.
Richard.
Richard, good morning,
hi,
Richard.
Hi, Richard.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just wanted to call and wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, buddy. Same to you.
Same to you and your family?
Thank you very much. So just calling and enter the gun contest.
You're in it.
You're in.
Sounds like a winner, you guys. Thank you.
Sounds like a winner. I like your attitude. Take care, man.
I need to be a winner. Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Richard. Anybody else out there, Chris? We got a minute. A minute left. Well, okay.
I'm excited. I made my first commercial.
Are you excited?
I am. I was really nervous at 3 o'clock this morning. Chris was absolutely wonderful with me.
Well,
Alan said he stayed
in bed.
Now
you've made a name for yourself.
Alan said he stayed in bed because it would made it harder.
I wasn't.
You were getting up anyway, so it doesn't make a difference.
I was up at 3:20, so I would have come out here, but I knew you were probably doing that. So rather than make you nervous or get you upset or whatever, I just wanted it all to go roll natural. And Chris is great, and he did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yup.
Yup. So, Chris, are you headed anywhere for Thanksgiving, or are you working?
I am working.
Gotcha, buddy. All right. So
somebody has to hold down the fort.
That's true.
Hey, all those years I did. I know the feeling, Chris. I really do.
So, I worked many Thanksgivings myself. So,
how did you work Thanksgivings?
I worked at the big box at Arundel Mills.
Oh.
So, hey, Chris, you have a great Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Have a good week.
Same
Happy
going
Thanksgiving,
home.
Chris. May you have a blessed one, please.
Get some rest.
Be careful when you're out in the field.
We will, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye. Everybody, get out, stay safe. Be thankful for the family you have and spend it with them this Thanksgiving if all possible.